If I leave.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7 o'clock on June 9th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Warwick, absent. Romine.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
The minutes were included in your Dropbox from our last meeting. I did have one change, which was toward the end regarding the youth council members. The name was Emily Temple rather than Emily Trumbull. So that has been changed. Other than that, any changes, corrections?
Nope.
Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve the minutes with the one correction.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Nicole and Ben and Dan approve. Bill abstains. Ordinance 2015-19 is going to be tabled, as I understand it. Correct, Marcia?
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to table that ordinance. Next up is compliance with statement of benefits, Blue M Medical. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Come on up to the microphone.
Welcome back. So, I guess the annual update for the past year, there was obviously some delay in the timing of some of my funding, and so the project has been pushed back a bit, but it is still ongoing and still very promising. Pretty much everything from my perspective that I have had control under is going as planned. Financing did get in place at the beginning of this year, and I've spent the last few months continuing to do the sprucing up of the building and getting it ready for occupation. And I'm happy to say that I've been in there for about 2.5 weeks now, operating out of the office, so it's been great. And have continued to get things organized and situated the way I want them and ready for the second half of this year. So. Do you have any specific questions?
Okay. Council, this is in front of you for your approval about being in compliance with the statement of benefits for the vacant building deduction. So, do you have any questions, Mr. Smith?
The one question I do have is the as you are now occupying the building and funding's in place, will the employment of the employees start or?
That's as planned.
Okay.
It'll happen at some point later this year. It'll start. I have to get some work done with the FDA and
okay.
ISO certification. It'll take a few months for that to happen. But once that's in place, then I can really ramp up,
okay.
so to speak, and the demand for the employees will be there.
Okay.
Any other questions?
If I recall, this was a two-year abatement, right? 100% the first year, 50%
the
second year.
That's correct. Okay. So can I have a motion of some sort, please?
Yeah, I understand.
I'll make a motion. We approve the abatement for the second year of the two-year abatement, since it still is on schedule. Just a little bit of a delay.
I second.
Okay. Motion by Ben, seconded by Bill, just to clarify that you find him in compliance and going toward the second year.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you bloom. Okay. Next up is, I believe, Precision Plastics. Yes. I guess all Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Step on up, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Did your dad retire or just didn't bring him tonight?
My dad is merely a figurehead anymore. Okay. If anybody tells you I told him that, I will leave.
This is a public meeting.
I know it is. It's on record. I know this is the first year for our abatement approval. We are actually well above our employment estimate. We are at around 160 employees now. We were 121 when we filed the abatement, with approximately 135 being the goal. So we're well above that. We did decide to cease the Safe Quality Foods designation. We found out that the cost was going to be much more substantial than we originally estimated. So we have poured those funds into some automotive safety critical programs, and that's part of the reason why I've been able to increase employment so much. Has been more fruitful than the SQF programs, where we're buying new presses, which is not in the abatement, but the warehouse that we built for the abatement allowed us to add these three presses. So we're going to continue to expand employment and continue to be a benefit to the community.
Any questions of Mr. Ritchie? Okay, can I have a motion of some sort, please?
Make a motion, we approve. Do you want to do them separately or both of them together?
You can do both of them if you'd like. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Make a motion, we approve the abatement, stating that they're in compliance for both the real property and the personal property for another year.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is ordinance number 2015-18. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2015-18 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules, of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As you will remember, this is an ordinance that will add one handicap parking space at the very, I guess it would be the first spot going west of Main Street on the north side, right in front of Star Financial Bank. Hope I described that correctly. Any questions, issues?
I know Kelly checked it out for us, because I didn't want to reduce the spaces, number of spaces, and he believes that with the current situation that there's plenty of room there to just leave it as it is and mark that as a handicap space. Yeah. As long as we can keep the number of spaces there, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Any other issues? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-18 on second reading?
So moved.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Okay, we have two different issues that we need to address that were not on the agenda. We have an audience full of people that probably would like to speak on a specific issue. With caution, I would ask that we state our case and whatever that issue may be. And specifically, if you could please start out with a name and an address so that we can get that for the record. And whoever wants to take the microphone first will go on that issue. And if you could bend the microphone down a little bit, it would happen for me too. It's okay. It's okay.
My name's Janelle Wood, and I live at 114 South Walnut. We are coming today because at 202 South Walnut, they have constructed two bike ramps. I would say they're taller than me, but that wouldn't say much. I don't know how tall they are. I know maybe 6 and 8 or 6 and 10 feet. I don't know.
Biggest one, 6 by 9.
Okay. My biggest concern is that they do live on the corner. It is in the front yard, not far off the sidewalk at the corner. When they are jumping and doing their bike tricks, when they're coming like from the south, and then when they're jumping, they're coming up the bigger one, and that is putting them going out towards the street. I feel that as people are coming down Market Street, heading
west,
east. Oh, east. Well, east or west, okay. But you know, when you've got cars parked along there, and you're coming down through there, because the parties are large that come and watch. You've got cars parked everywhere. When you're headed down that way, when you see somebody coming and flipping up by the street, your normal response, you know, slam on the brakes, swerve, something. There are people various times, even when no one is out there, are slowing down, just staring at what's there. It is bus stop for K-5. That is the bus stop for Mary Raber's K-5 children. There's not an adult out there, you know, to supervise. I mean, is it their responsibility? I would say so, because it is on the corner. It's on their property. Kids are going to be kids. They did put up a no trespassing sign, but I don't know too many kindergartners that know what a no trespassing sign is. I don't know, maybe. I just, the safety concern is number one on my priority. We feel our property values are being affected by seeing the, you know, the ramps there. If they couldn't be seen, you know, we wouldn't know they were there, and it wouldn't be a concern. And they just really aren't all that wonderful to look at. Not that we live in the most pristine neighborhood, but we do try. People try to keep up their yards and make them look nice, and then all of a sudden you see, I mean, I believe it's on the books, you pull your car in your yard, and you can be ticketed. You know, I'd much rather see a car sitting in a yard than what we are looking at. It's been there since late summer, early fall, the first one, the smaller one of last year. In the beginning, we thought, you know, it was temporary. The smaller one, yeah, you know, okay. But when the second, especially when the second one was put up, that's when they go back and forth and they're doing the jumps and the tricks. And at that point, I'm just afraid somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, don't know if your homeowner's insurance is approved of the item in the front yard. We have a skate park. Why do we need one in our front yard? I mean, have any other questions?
Any questions?
When they're jumping, are they landing in the street?
No, they're going back and forth. I have, well, in the beginning, when the, before the second one was there, yes, because they would come, like, they would head west on Market, hit that alley, and come back up and make the square to, you know, the little square, to pick up enough speed to do their tricks.
So they were riding in the street, but not,
no,
not
I mean,
flipping and... landing in the street.
They were not riding in the street. They were on the sidewalk and in the alley.
Okay.
But when they were coming up and down that first one, you've got enough speed, you're making it to the sidewalk, at least the sidewalk, maybe a little further. As of right now, no, I haven't seen anyone land in the street. We've heard the thuds of bodies hitting as they missed or whatever. But, you know, it just, from a safety standpoint, I don't know that it's an appropriate thing to have on your, on a corner lot or any lot in the middle of town.
So if they're on a corner lot,
Is the backyard would be on the
that's
street,
That's all the
too.
Lot. That's all the...
There is no backyard.
There is no backyard.
Very little.
Very little. Very little. What they... Where... What the ramps are taking up is their yard.
Okay.
And they have four children, so that's where they're going to play. You know. And I've not seen any kids on it. Any little kids. I don't know. Other than running up and down them and sitting on them. But I have not seen any children riding. It's been primarily, I'm going to say, older teenagers and adults. But still, you know, you can't, there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood. School's out. They both work. You know, I just.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Do you want the signatures?
If you got the petition, yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, and then on the opposing side, we'll kind of go back and forth. If anybody has, we'll just do a count, a point counterpoint type situation. Go ahead, introduce name and address, please.
I'm Danny Rumpel. I live at 202 South Walnut Street with my fiance Tasha Baker. As far as the safety goes, I require helmets. I'm a professional athlete. I've done all kinds of professional shows. I've traveled as far as Sao Paulo, Brazil, back when I was 12. I've been racing. Started out racing. My dad's been in it early 80s. It's been my whole life, part of my life. I pretty much the three of the kids that live with us are not my blood, but they're step. I've gotten them into riding BMX. They've rode too. As far as the safety issues goes, like I already stated, we do require helmets when riding. Granted, there may be a few times when I may jump out there for a little bit without a helmet on or something like that, but as far as anybody else goes, it's mandatory for them to have a helmet. I have a waiver here that I make everybody sign when they come over. And as far as the safety issue, yes, there were people going into the street when we first built the box jump, which is why we built the 6-foot, 9-inch quarter pipe after that to divert people from going into the street who were riding brakeless, which is the only time people went into the street was when they didn't have brakes on. The police have stopped by. At first it was in the way of the stop sign. We cooperated, moved it back. I even showed the cops a backflip. They wanted to see it. Like I said, I'm a professional rider. I got pictures, videos on my phone. You know, I'm on, if you go to Applebee's up in Warsaw, there's a whole wall that has a mural of me doing a backflip tail whip from a show in Warsaw at the Fat and Skinny Tire Fest last year. And basically, the Columbia City Park, all the lag, there's a couple lag bolts. I think that's what they're called, lag bolts. Jesse? Lag bolts? They hold it into the concrete. I don't know the correct term. That's a construction guy, not me. If you ever go down there and look towards the end of winter, the ramps are way bowed up. And I mean, if you hit it all the way to the left where it's bowed at the most, you'll flip over the bars. The ramps are so small that, you know, it's hard for guys like me to do any type of tricks on there. Granted, I still managed to get some done, but, you know, at the same time, it's very difficult. The ramps are slick. As for bikes, I heard they work great for skateboards, but.
Okay.
Let's see what else I got. Yeah, we do have no trespassing signs up. We have zero injuries recorded down at my ramps. They're not, I mean, I build them all, they're reinforced. As far as the wood being, I forget the term that's on there, deteriorating. I also have replacement wood, and I was actually out Saturday, which I have pictures on my phone, tearing down and rebuilding one of the ramps, making sure it was just basically restabilizing it, just adding more reinforcement to it, making sure it's safe for everybody to ride. And the people that have been over at my house, usually when we do ride quite a bit, because like I said, my family's into BMX, so when we have birthday parties, you know, June 3rd is our 6-year-old's birthday now. May 5th was Ryder's first birthday party, so we had quite a few people over for that one especially. And we're always inside by 8:30 at the latest. If we're out any later, it's me and maybe two or three guys putting stuff away. I also try to keep the ramps tarped, that way they don't get weathered as badly. And yeah, you know, we're just trying to have fun, keep it safe. The police have stopped by. I forget his name. One second. Gary Parrott stopped by, which is one of the police officers my fiance knows. He, you know, we cooperated with him. He told us, because there's a complaint about us riding on the sidewalks, we always give pedestrians the right of way. There's never been a complaint about that. There's never any crazy noise volume or, and as far as the distraction goes, or this, I mean, what about kids jumping on trampolines? There's a trampoline next door. You know, who's to say a kid can't just jump on the trampoline one morning, fall off and, you know, break an arm or whatever. As far as people stopping, going in front of the house on Walnut Street, there is a stop sign on both sides, so they'd have to slow down anyways and, you know, check for traffic. I don't know. I think that's all I got. I mean, basically, it's my kids and I trying to have fun on something that's legit and, you know, not like something done at the skate park. I've thought about coming and talking to the parks department or somebody about a professional rebuild, but I've just, you know, I have no clue where to even start about that, first off. And
I think Mark Green would love to talk to you about that.
Because we can get it started, brother.
And the reason I say that is because in the five-year park plan that was just produced, it does talk about the basically a rebuilding of the skate park, maybe in even a different location that's a little more visible and stuff.
Okay.
So I think Mark would love to talk to you, at least from that aspect, would love to talk to you more about that.
You know, I don't know if anybody in here has heard of the Do Action Sports Tour. I got invited to that in 2009, which is a strictly professional level competition. It was after I recovered, though, off a broken fibula and dislocated ankle, so I didn't manage to make it in the finals. And after that, I decided to join the military and kind of gave up on it for a while. But now I'm back on it. You know, I'd like to compete in the X Games one day. I'm traveling to New Jersey August 15th to compete in an amateur stop, which is required that you place in a very large amateur stop in order to get to qualify to be pro, if that makes any sense. And then more than likely I'm going to place first place, second, no worse than third, you know, if everything goes as planned. And I'll be competing on a professional level again. And as stated before, I do have a fiance and four kids, and that's just something, you know, for the kids, it's a playground. It's not a swing set. It's not a trampoline, sandbox, whatever you want to look at, however you want to look at it. But, you know, it's a different style of playground. And for me, it's kind of a way for me to train, you know, stay close to the family. It's right out front. If there's anything I could do, you know, paint it. I mean, you know, I just don't want to have to tear it down. And
what I hear Mrs. Wood saying is that she's concerned about, she might have some concern about your family, but your family's your family. But she has some concern about other kids being able, having access to it. You said you put tarps on it to protect?
Yes, ma'am, from
that.
The weather.
Okay, but if you put the tarps on, is it inaccessible to kids if you have tarps on it, or can they still climb on it?
They can't. They can't climb on it. I mean.
So do you have the tarps on it whenever you're not using it, like when you're at work and stuff, or?
Whenever I try to, but I mean, with four kids and getting off work, I don't get home till 5 o'clock. By the time we eat dinner, put kids down for bed, I shower. I mean, you know, it's pretty late at night. But I try to keep them on there whenever we aren't riding. I know I've slacked on it here lately. But I mean, I think there's an ordinance against privacy fences due to the fire department, if I'm not mistaken on that.
We did have a little bit of a side discussion, I think, about fences earlier today. It actually falls, I think, into the zoning ordinances regarding the height of fences and being within the right-of-way and things like that. So there are some restrictions.
Okay.
We have, I know in the past, like a couple months ago, we let a family on Spencer Street do some improvements and do some fencing. But that's no.
So it's all
improvement has to be approved by the Board of Works, but that's kind of a side story. So,
okay.
But, yeah. But that's not to say that something couldn't be done, right?
Privacy fence. That
well, I mean, I heard one of the what do you call it? Reasons, I guess, to get them removed was due to property value. Well, if there's a privacy fence up, can't see it, doesn't do any damage. And I mean, you know, there's been trees cut down one to the one across the street to my on Market and Walnut across the street, and then down Walnut, one house where the trampoline's at. I mean, you could consider that property value being dropped. You know, I mean, there's other areas versus me having a ramp that's not even a permanent structure. I mean, I could tear it down. I can move it, any of them. You know, it's.
So with privacy fences, the zoning ordinance does discuss a specific height, mainly because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but mainly because there is a interest by the city, or at least by the citizens, to be able to see the fronts of houses, so it's not just fence after fence after fence. So there is a kind of a height requirement on the front. Now, as for the side of where it would go down Market, that's a different story, and I'm not sure. I'd have to check into that. Maybe that'd be a Marcia question more than anybody, but go ahead.
I guess I don't see the difference between a bicycle ramp and a ginormous play swing set tower thing. I don't know what they're called. I don't see the difference. We don't require people to fence in their play sets or the trampoline. I don't know why. I mean, I understand the folks that don't like to look at it, but this is it's his front yard. It's a legitimate thing. Unless it's violating an ordinance by being there, I'm not sure that I would like it next door to my house, but it's not my, it's his yard.
Well, I respect your gift that you can do those things. But, you know, I guess we're in a small area, and a lot of people live in a small area, and the cosmetic look of, you know, other people keeping their houses up to a standard, and, you know, and all of a sudden you look out and there's an 8-foot ramp out in front of your home. You know, I guess I can see why they're visually, you know, they're putting flowers out, they're decorating their place, making it look nice, and they look out and there's this, and I drove by and it's really cool, though. I mean, it's way up there, and it's like, wow, that's kind of amazing. But at the same time, you know, I can see why, you know, the neighbors being as close as they all are there and having that out in their front of that, I don't know, I can see where they're coming from. You know, it's a visual thing, and, you know, the safety, I believe, you know, you take all those precautions, but at the same time,
yes,
I think we got to look at, you know, how that neighborhood works, so to speak. You know, and having something out there of that monstrous is it's a deterrent, honestly, to the neighborhood. Not to you personally, but it is to the neighborhood when people are driving by and seeing what's going on. I know I've driven by it numerous times already, and it is a head turner. It is a big thing. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I think trying to have everybody try to get along, you know, I can see why it is a deterrent to the neighbors.
I completely, not to interrupt you, but I completely understand, you know, and this is the first I've heard about it. Some guy, my kids were up on top of it. They like to use it as a slide sometimes. A guy was driving by. I don't know if he's even here, but I don't even remember what he looks like, but he's, you know, made a comment. I hope you guys are having fun. We have a petition getting signed to get him removed. And this is the first, I actually just heard about this about, what was it, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock today. I mean, you know, if I had the time, I'd even get legal representation for it, if that's still even an option. You know, I mean, I don't want him to go. I want to be able to work something out with the neighbors. Like I said, you know, we're not out partying, or, you know, we have family get-togethers. Yeah, we all, there's like 6 of us in my family that ride. So it's going to seem like there's a lot of people there. But it's for, you know, birthday parties, stuff like that.
Are these regular bikes or motorized bikes?
Regular bikes. I actually have a video if you want to actually see the logistics on how it works when we jump the jump, and then we go straight up, straight down. Is that all right?
Sure.
So in the meantime, I want you to know my office has been trying to contact your fiance multiple times. So I think our clerk's office has the wrong number for her because it just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. So I want you to know my hope was previous to this was to try to find a time for both parties to kind of sit down and chat a little bit to figure out if there's kind of a common ground we can find.
Right.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a hold of your fiance at this point, but But obviously this is an issue that, you know, there's, you're right, there is a petition that's been signed by actually a fair amount of your neighbors. And currently I don't, and Marsh, I'll kind of defer to you a little bit, but I'm not sure that there's an actual ordinance. I think that's what I told many of you. There's not an actual ordinance that addresses this specific type of situation. So that's why I think kind of appropriate that it's going to this body, who is the legislative body of the city. I know you're looking up your video, so.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Go ahead. That's okay.
I have an issue trying to find it.
That's okay.
Right,
so,
now.
Mike.
I live down that neighborhood, too,
right here.
And so I'm talking not as a city employee, but as a resident. I want to ask the people who are complaining of this, is it because it sets out front all the time? Is there a way?
Can I pick out a turn just so I have to look
well,
there?
Are you, after watch the movie, are you good for right now? I mean, there'll still be some point-counterpoint time, but I guess.
Right.
But, that's all right.
But let me finish. If it's because it's sitting out there and people see it all the time, is there a way we can put wheels on it for temporary, move them over on your side, on your driveway when they're not being used?
I mean, we could try. It'd be hard.
I understand it would be hard.
Would
it not be better if you could do that than they sit there and say, hey, they got to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm willing to compromise.
And I'm just looking at it as a give and take. You're going to give them something. They're not going to be sitting out there all the time. Sure, you're going to have to do some modifications to move them. They're happy. You're happy because you can move them out there and use them when you need them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we could work on that.
And they have to understand it ain't going to be something you're going to have done.
Probably
in a week. It's going to take a little ingenuity to figure out how to put them on something to move them. And then, you know, because do you have them staked down so they don't move
they're just staked up. Well, the quarter pipe, it does have, it has two by fours which brace it to the side, because on a quarter pipe, you go straight up, you come straight back down. There's no going into the street. There never will be any going into the street.
But I'm just sitting there saying that, you know, they're worried about them sitting out there. If we could move them when they're not being used, you know, maybe we can make them happy, you're happy, we're all happy.
I can guarantee the one we can move, for sure. The quarter pipe, that can definitely be moved. The box jump lip, that can be moved. That's a whole separate piece from the landing. But, I mean, the landing's 12 foot wide, filled with 2x4s.
But you could still try.
Yeah, we could definitely try. And we could also look to getting the wheels in as far as that goes. That's my biggest concern as far as moving the ramps is the actual landing itself.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I went by and watched you guys do it. I think it's great. I mean, I would never do that. I'd be all the way in an ambulance. But
it happens.
You guys, you know, you guys are good.
He'd be waving.
And I'm just saying, if there's some way that the neighborhood could come together and not be upset with you, you not be upset with them, I think we should try.
Completely agree.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's any questions or how's this work?
Thank you. Okay.
I was going to say, do you want to put a time frame on that? Or?
Well, I'd like to get all the comments and then we can make, I think at that point, then there can be kind of a focus of how we do it. So, thank you. Okay. Opposing side? Name and address, please.
Karen Hawkins, 116 South Walnut. My biggest concern is when they do have a lot of people over, the traffic. People at Market and Walnut, nobody ever stops at those stop signs. They blow through them all the time. And they park on both sides of the road. I can't park in my own house half the time because I don't have off-street parking. And when they do come up the sidewalk to jump, people, when there's a crowd of people there, they're not going to say, hey, I can't get through the sidewalk. They just go around and have to go out of the way. So the sidewalks are, riding on the sidewalk at a high speed is a deterrent for people to go around. But safety to people driving, people walking. Because when you see a bike flying through the air, you don't know that it's going to land on that ramp. You just assume that it's going to come out in the street. So that's my biggest concern. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Question? Thank you. Other side.
As I stated earlier, I forget the officer's name. The officer that stopped by, and there's actually been about five officers that have stopped by. He's told us pedestrians have the right of way. We always respect that. And I mean, bicycles are allowed on the sidewalks.
I'm not sure that you want to get into the, like when they have family get-togethers and things, because
yeah.
You may have a family get-together where people park on the street too much. And we had it in our neighborhood last weekend with a graduation party.
My parents are both divorced.
You know,
but mine doesn't happen one weekend a month.
Oh, I'm just saying,
you know,
if he can never do it, then you can never do it.
That's
and as far as that goes, like I said, they're never past a certain, 8 o'clock. Our kids usually are in bed by 8 o'clock, so we're never out late anyways. You know, if you want a certain spot to park in, I'll leave that spot clear and have nobody park there. But this is the first time this issue's came to my attention. As far, and you know, the same with the potential, other than some guy driving down the street. I know, granted, phone number issue, but we're neighbors.
Yeah.
I think your biggest issue should be the safety of the kids in the neighborhood. That's the bottom line.
That's why I have the waiver. You know, it's.
I mean, the more the concern is when you're not there.
Yeah. To be able to make it inaccessible to the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping from a kid from getting on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same with the trampoline or the play.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
Right.
Or the same with, the play set that's two houses down across the street on Market.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. What if a kid climbed to the top of that? That's taller than my ramps.
Right.
I don't know that I would want to be held accountable for the actions of someone else's child on my property.
I mean,
that I didn't invite them to. I mean, if they come onto my property.
I agree. I'm just saying. To make the neighborhood a happy place.
I understand. I completely understand. And today, while I was at work, because we just heard of this and we scrambled around to try to, fix the stuff that was in the petition that we could fix. We put, what is that fence like?
Two foot by 25 foot that goes around the launch, so you can't even ride up for without going over a 2 foot fence.
Kind
of like that you put around your guard type of deal, because we didn't know ordinance is right off the top of our heads what we can or can't put up.
Yeah. I'm not so sure some of that would take away the visual effect of.
It probably made it worse. I mean, I'll be straight up with you. It probably made it worse because I don't like it.
Yeah.
But again, as far as safety, that, would in the private property signs, that's all I got.
Thank you. Anybody on the other side like to speak?
My name is Gaylord Miller. I live at 112 South Walnut. My concern is I went to get this petition signed last night, and there was a lady there that said she got a 4-year-old child, and she's worried about if they put up the no trespassing, that 4-year-old child ain't going to be able to read that sign. And these ramps are, if you go out and look at it, they're only about a foot from the public sidewalk. When they had their get-togethers, they come down with a line of bicycles. They get down about a half a block, and they line up 6 and 8 at a time, and they come up to that ramp. And that's my concern. Somebody in that sidewalk's going to get hurt. And the Navy lady last night told me this, 4-year-old child, I'm scared, she said. So I wanted to add that to it because it is a hazard. It's a very hazard. Especially if you go down there and watch them, they have cookouts, put fires, and the fire is brewing way up one night. And I think they got in there an ordinance how far the fire ring or pit has to be from the
construction,
and it's right there close to the ramp, and it's close to the house. And so that's my concern. And if anybody in this room would go look at it, I'm sure you wouldn't want it in front of your house. It's that terrible looking. And depreciates the property, I'm sure it does. Because there's no, it's just got 2x4s looking across like this, and one end's a wide open up. It looks like trash. And I thought, Here we got one guy in our neighborhood north in a 100 block, and he's got trash. Now we got some more trash coming in. What's it going to do to our neighborhood? I thought Columbia City wanted to be a clean city. And it can't be clean if we let a little bit here and a little bit there creep in. Next thing you know, we got trash.
And I appreciate what you're saying. The problem with that is that it's so subjective on what trash is. If a 25-foot bicycle ramp to you, and probably to me, would look horrible in his front yard. But obviously to him, it doesn't. If I put a 25-foot statue of Zeus in my front yard, maybe I love that, but my neighbor probably wouldn't like it much. So that's my point, is what's great for me may not be good for you. And where do you draw the line on that? Where is it where I can no longer put in my yard something that I want?
But it's what's so close to this public sidewalk, sir. There's somebody's going to get hurt. I'll guarantee you, because I've seen kids go down through there, and he said that they stop. They absolutely do not. They absolutely do not. And I seen them out there without helmets, and they said they had helmets all the time. They do not have helmets. Can you imagine a four-year-old little boy going across there and can't read, no trespassing during the day, and he's going to cross there and gets into the ramp? Well, and the trampoline situation is different. It's clear back off the street. It's clear back off the street, and the ramp is not. So that doesn't compare to where the ramp is compared to the trampoline. If you go out there and look, that trampoline's clear back by their house, and it must be good 15 feet from the public sidewalk, at least. So that's my complaint.
Any questions?
I'm just going back now. We've heard both sides, basically. Where do we stand as a city? As any type of enforcement with this, because, is it really us, or is it a civil matter between the property owners and, between the two property owners? Where do we govern too much, and where are we allowed to?
Right. Timothy.
If I can just make some general comments, I fielded some complaints about this property through my office. I've done research. I'm looking at city ordinances, state statutes. I've spoken with some councilmen about some ordinances. I don't feel that there's one at this time that applies. They're not permanent structures. I have told the officers to watch the area, and if there's any issues with illegal parking or bicycles that are coming out into the street, things like that, those are things that we can deal with. As it stands right now, I don't feel that is in violation of the city ordinance. I understand some of the things they do may be dangerous, but that's not for us, I don't think, as a police department necessarily. That's for the people on the ramps and the homeowners to decide for themselves whether they think it's dangerous for themselves or not. As far as a four-year-old kid, I realize that concern, but I guess my thought on that was that the parents shouldn't have a four-year-old out running around the neighborhood without being supervised anyhow. So that would be a concern for me.
When they moved in, the littlest one was in the yard more than on the street riding his bike.
And if that is going on, that should be called into the police department. We will investigate that, and we will contact the proper, Department of Child Services or something like that.
You know what I was told when I called? You know what your dispatcher told me? When I called?
No, I don't.
When I called, I explained to her the situation. I've already sent someone down there. I said that was 2 hours ago. And I heard the conversation between Gary and him. And basically it was, we'll come back in 2 hours and you can ride on it. I called when they were out there doing it. She told me, I'm glad I don't live in your neighborhood. And that was the end of the conversation.
That could be, but if the officer responded and didn't find any violation of an ordinance or a state statute, then there's nothing to enforce
at
that time.
They weren't riding on it. They were building it. I called because they were now riding on it.
Right, which isn't an ordinance violation or a state statute violation. There's nothing for us to enforce.
But I was told to call so that they could see it, so that they could see what was going on.
And that could be, and the officer showed up and must have determined that there was
not
a violation.
Nobody showed up. I stayed on my porch. Nobody showed up. And as far as being out there more, you know what it is? They come from both sides, laugh at each other, and go on.
Who are you talking about?
Well, over Memorial Day weekend, Gary Parrott, and I don't know who else was working on second. I don't know who his name was. But they would come up this way and down this way, look at each other, laugh, and go on around the blocks.
Well, I've asked them to keep an eye on it to see if there's any kind of violation that's occurring there. So that's why they're in the area.
And that's fine. I have no problems with that. But it just it just seems like everything's being brushed under the rug.
That's not the case. They're looking at it, and we cannot find an ordinance violation that exists to determine if they're in violation. So we can't just make up things to enforce. We enforce what's written in the ordinance book and what the state statute is.
Okay, so on that note, my jurisdiction kind of thing, but if there's at least some kind of consensus that if there are wheels put on and they're moved out from the front yard when not being used and things to that effect, is that something that we can agree on to attempt, to try?
I mean, it's probably going to have to wait until after August, but we can make preparations to do that, yes. I mean, I'm getting married in July. We're paying for our honeymoon. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's all out of our pocket. We're taking the kids to Florida. And then I got the New Jersey thing. And as soon as all that is taken care of, it's already been planned, yes.
Okay, so what, help me understand between now and then, how many of these types of events would be taking place where you have...
Now in August?
Yes. I mean, knowing that it's approaching the middle of June.
38, one, maybe. Are you talking just me and a few buddies, or are you talking like birthday parties or jams?
Well, I'm talking about something that would congest the sidewalk, the streets, places like that. So whether it's a party or a get-together or whatever. I'm not necessarily talking about you or your family just doing it with one or two people. I'm talking about, you know, a large party of folks.
Say maybe one a month.
Okay. So potential of up to three between now and then?
Yes, sir.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Gaylor?
Yes, Friday and Saturday nights is when they have their parties. And I know it's just birthday parties. It can't be. Either they got an awful lot of kids. It's Friday and Saturday night, and it starts at about 6 to 7 o'clock at night. And they go down there, and they have big parties and that. And like I say, it is only about a foot from the public sidewalk.
Is it the majority of Fridays and Saturdays, or once a month, or...?
Majority Fridays and Saturdays, except when we had rain. They don't do it when they have rain.
Okay. Is that what's actually taking place?
No, that's very untrue. I've been in Muncie State Park training for the past, about every weekend for the past 3 weeks. Granted, we were out there Saturday. Like I said, they usually start between 5 and 6, and they're over at 8. A few people may stay till 8:30, 9 to help and clean up. That's it.
Marcia, I know you've been kind of tracking this a little bit. Do you have anything that would add light to this situation?
Not really. I do think the idea of trying to have the property owners sit down and have a conversation and see if something can't be worked out would be... You know, the problem with anything like this is you've got people that it's an eyesore to them. You know, it's fun for you, an eyesore to them, and perhaps a career for you. So it would be nice if something could be worked out. But otherwise, you know, I can still certainly look at the ordinances and see if there's anything in there. But, you know, right now I'm not seeing, you know, what to use to support the removal. Despite the fact that it's, you know, certainly the concern I would have is the danger or the attractive nuisance aspect of it. I mean, that would certainly be a concern that I would have as an owner. But that's your private business. But that certainly would be a concern.
So question on that matter: could this body, based on what you just said, could this body? Obviously, you can make a request. to, I'm sorry, what was your name, sir?
Danny.
Okay. Make a request to Danny that he install those wheels and move those when they're not being used to a location that's, I guess, more secure or whatever, out of the way. Does the city council have the right to mandate that?
Order that, but certainly if you're trying to get a neighborhood to work together and
right.
try to come to a resolve on something, that would be something that maybe you could help facilitate that agreement and facilitate working together on something. But, you know, I haven't heard from them whether that's even sufficient. So I don't know if that's sufficient to them to actually reach an agreement as to something that might be helpful to all parties.
Right. That's fair.
I don't know if I'm comfortable ordering or requiring anything since there is no ordinance.
Right.
But I think it's a really good idea to have someone act as a mediator and let them be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have here a picture that I took today of the trampoline that one of the gentlemen over there was saying was in the corner of, or 15 feet plus away from the sidewalk. That don't look no 15 feet to me. And that was from when I got home today, about an hour before I came here.
And I guess here's my concern. I'm a little concerned about going down the road of, well, this is 5 foot away, this is 15 foot away, this is 3 feet away from the sidewalk, because I think you probably could go throughout all of Columbia City and start making notes of this is this, and thank you, this is this, this is this, this is this. So I guess what I'm wondering is, going back to Marcia's point, is that at least a potentially workable solution if he decides, if he heeds the request to maybe create some peace in the neighborhood, would you all as neighbors be open to that idea where those ramps, I guess, would be moved at least out of the front yard? I don't know. Do you have room on the side of your garage there to store them, or in your garage or something?
Our current neighbors say that the driveway in the back, kind of the backyard, I guess, side yard, backyard, says that they say that it's theirs. We've had the police called out there before because we've both kind of fought over it, parking each other in, blah, blah, blah. But we have to take them to civil court in order for us to be able to get that piece of property back. There's nothing we can do about it.
What about the other side? What about the other side on the side of the garage?
That's that driveway I'm talking about.
That's behind the house, though, right?
Yeah, behind
yeah.
the
house. Deep down Walnut Street, yeah.
We won't be able to get it.
On the property line is, like, right at the garage.
Is it right there?
Well, according, like I said, my fiancée bought the house. I wasn't involved in it very much at all. And she said that driveway is hers. The landlord even said that it was, you know, the neighbors before they moved in asked us if they could still use it. They've been using it. The previous owners were okay with it. Like I said, I don't know. That's just a whole other situation. But we can't
that's,
put them back.
Yeah, well, that's behind you.
How long have you been in the house?
2 years.
Was there a survey?
2 years.
I mean, if you had a survey, wouldn't that take care of that issue?
I think if you could get it mobile where you can move it in front of the garage or into the driveway, because it's a pretty big driveway, pretty big foundation right there in front of the garage, I think that would be better.
So I'm looking at the GIS, which we happen to have our resident expert on my right over here, the GIS of that property. And basically, the only area to me, as I look at it, that you would have to store things would potentially be down Market Street on the back side of your house, I guess. There's some area there next to your neighbors, it looks like.
Can I take a look at it?
You may. Come on down. And I actually used to live two houses down from that. You see this area is what I'm saying right here. But again,
yeah, it's not very much.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine.
We were told. I think she was told that. There's a driveway right here.
That's a driveway. Okay. And this person said it was theirs.
Yes.
Oh, GIS is not sure of that.
How do I get them to stop? Because the police
we said we have to take this to the court. We have to money for that since we're waiting on the property. Oh.
That's probably a separate issue, but I appreciate knowing that. Now I understand what you're saying. So if and I'm just, again, I'm working out logistics here, but if you are able to add wheels to those, where would you put them?
I would just put them right there in that spot where I just showed you.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
But, I mean, you know, I can't do that when they're always parking there. We're getting fights over it. Cops are getting called. Mm-hmm. I mean, not fights, arguments.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that too, you know, I mean, my fiance and I work 10-hour days, she works 8-hour days, we have different work schedules, and we don't like parking each other in, and that's where I park, or used to park before they moved in, when, you know, our schedules were different, and now we can't even do that, which is probably why you've seen my truck in the yard recently.
Yeah, he parked between the ramps.
And, yeah, and that's also to keep kids from riding on them too, or whatever else.
So the actual, and I'm getting way farther into logistics than I really wanted, but you have a driveway on the south side of your property there, on the house there.
It's off of Market.
That's off. Off of Walnut.
Oh, Walnut. Yeah. Exactly.
Off of Walnut. And you guys can't fit two cars in there, obviously, or you have things in the driveway.
We can. It's we can. It's do what?
Not with not, ramps. Not right, ramps. Right. 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 But. I'm saying currently, though.
Yes.
Okay. Council?
I would say since there's currently not, I mean, there's a couple things in the ordinance that you could make an argument, but I think we would end up back in here, them stating his case, them stating their case, and it would be, you know, we'd be back at the same point, because there's nothing specifically that says that. So if they can come to some arrangement that both sides can live with, that's probably our best route at this point.
Because we're as a governing body, there's nothing cut and dry in that thing, but it says we have the power to say you can't have it there. I mean, I don't see anywhere in there that states that, or it says that you can't have it there. I mean, there's nothing there. And so if we can bring it together and come up with some type of a compromise. I think, you know, obviously we're all saying that we think that's the best issue if we can. But you're right, I think that there needs to be somebody to be a kind of a mediator between, you know, what's going on there.
I think I know where this is going. other duties as defined. So I don't mind doing that if we want to kind of have a little kumbaya session. That's fine. I don't know that I'm trained to do that, but I'd be more than happy to try to facilitate that. With that being said, based on what I'm hearing about your work schedule, and my assumption is lives, so we're going to have a difficulty finding a centerpiece, if you will, or a center time that we all can kind of meet up and have coffee and smile at each other and bring cupcakes and all kinds of good stuff. I know I do need your phone number because I can't get a hold of you two. And I think I have yours. So I would be, how about this? How about, council, if you're okay with it, I will try to set something up maybe in the next 2 weeks. That's going to be pushing it, but we'll try my best.
We've waited a year. So.
Okay. So I'll try to get something set up within the next couple of weeks, and we'll try to get a good meeting space that we're not on either turf, and, you know, we don't have the Sharks and the Jets kind of situation. And
anytime after 6 o'clock.
You're not old.
Okay. I was a musical theater guy, so, you know, I kind of know a little bit. So I need your phone number.
Okay.
And Janelle, if you're okay, I will use you as the mouthpiece for that group, and you can let them know, and you can let them know of the time frames and stuff. And
I guess I think any time after 6.
And so we'll set something up. Does that sound fair? Hopefully we can find a common ground that makes the neighborhood happy, and you can still do your thing without treading on others, you know, right to peaceful living and all that kind of stuff. Does that sound fair?
Yep.
A good starting spot? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get your phone number, and we'll put this issue to bed for tonight.
Alrighty.
Okay? Very good.
I need to take a break. For a second.
Yes.
Here's your book.
Actually, if you promise that you'll do it tonight, if you send me an email or give me a phone call. Name and phone number.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Yes. Mark Green. And he'll... Oh, yeah. He'll, don't forget your book. And, okay.
All right. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope you do good in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Hope you do well.
Next issue. You know where this is going.
Yep.
Next issue is regarding pig wrestling. We have had... We're just on a hot-button topic now, kind of thing. So we have had a request from a resident to review our current ordinances. Ordinance, what's it, 90.03E, I think, specifically regarding the pig wrestling that has occurred and I guess will continue to occur at the 4-H grounds as a form of entertainment. The request from the citizen basically was discussing or I guess challenging that we aren't necessarily enforcing the ordinance as it's currently written, because there that section does describe that we do not allow, quote, I think it's combat between animals and humans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the interpretation of combat is left open for discussion.
Right. And that's why I wanted to come to the city council, because as Tim and Marcia and I kind of discussed it a little bit, it does fall to the purview of the city council to make a determination as to what is the intent of that law, of that ordinance. Now, it should also be mentioned that in the definition section, there is a section that talks about rodeo, which includes in that definition examples like greased pig contest, steer wrestling, and I think it's bronco riding. Something to that effect in the rodeo definition. So, obviously the 4-H has come to us and said this is not harming the pig. This is not putting them, put the pig in jeopardy. In fact, I think he had, the 4-H had given a couple of us at least a article written by the actual individual who brings the pigs in for these pig wrestling events. And that individual had talked about taking those pigs to be processed, and that none of the pigs were damaged, harmed, bruised, anything like that, and said that there is very strict rules, I guess, as I understand, that he enforces on those pig wrestling events. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. Thank you. There it is. That's why I'm bringing it to you to ask for your assistance in giving a little bit more of the intent behind 90.03E regarding combat, to find out if you believe that pig wrestling is indeed combat. And if so, then we probably need to do some enforcement. If it is not considered combat, then it would not necessarily apply to pig wrestling.
Well, my interpretation of this word combat, and I've witnessed the pig wrestling competition.
Uh-huh.
And it is no way even close to being considered combat. I think this is trying to be politically correct here, but this is a well-attended event. The pigs are well taken care of. The judge is there to ensure the safety of the pig. And the kids have a ball, and nobody's getting hurt in this situation. The pig's not the kids aren't, and they're just having a great time, and it's a great event, and I think it needs to still stay.
I got to agree. I don't think combat would be defined in any way as anything other than the intentional harming or attempt to harm another thing. Clearly chasing a pig around a mud pit or whatever it is not, those people involved in that are not trying to hurt the animal. I just don't see that. I see the ordinance, the intent of the ordinance from my perspective was to prevent people from causing animals to fight each other, which, you know, there are common aspects in that, you know, as far as dog fighting or cock fighting or cat fighting or those things. That clearly was the intent of the ordinance. I don't think that a 4-H program was ever intended to be affected by that ordinance, from my opinion.
Okay. Other thoughts, comments?
I haven't actually seen it, but my impression was always they're just trying to catch the pig, not fight the pig. But
I have seen it, and I would agree with that as well. I mean, and the rules spelled out in the presenters or the person that puts it on, I mean, he's very detailed. You know, they can't be snared by the tail, the mouth, the ears, the legs. You know, they can't put the pig's head under the water. You know, they have to pick them straight up, you know, and set them on a padded barrel. I mean, if they were intending to harm, why would you have padding on the barrel? So I think they've made every effort to keep the animal safe. And I think if you start going down that road as combat, catching any loose animal at the 4-H ground can be determined as combat. You know, roping them around in a show ring, I mean, where does it stop?
Okay, so just for clarification purposes, Marcia, would it be is it something that we need kind of a formal vote from the city council that there is not a belief that the intent of that law was?
I don't think you need a vote. I think
the discussion
is
enough.
That there's a problem that you want to have a violation issued, that's something different. But if you're going the other way and you don't feel that there's anything.
Okay.
I would also point out one just little minor technicality in all this, and that's that the ordinance actually says that the owner of the pig has to be
a resident
of the city of Columbia City. So technically, you don't really even get down to the other part of it. I think it's important to have this discussion because I think but technically, the owner, as I understand it, isn't even from Willie County.
Correct.
So the ordinance wouldn't apply even if we wanted to enforce it.
Not as written.
Okay. So, Tim, do you have enough information from the city council regarding the intent of the law?
I do.
Thank you. Anything else you want to say about that issue?
Nope.
Do you want to talk about chickens in the city, too, or is that?
Yes.
I'm kidding. That's
chicken.
A joke.
Yes.
That's a joke, everybody.
Yes.
That's going to come up soon, I think.
Okay. That's true. We can't do it now because of the bird flu. Okay. Department reports. Jeff?
Good evening. In previous reports, I identified that there was a surface drainage problem that affected several property owners out on Stickler Drive. As of about 3 hours ago tonight, we got final blessing to run a drainage line across to a ravine in the Deer Chase subdivision. And do want to say how much I appreciate working with the developer and something that was really not their problem, but they saw that there was a need and they could help. So it is appreciated. At this point, I've handed it off to Mike Shoda, and he's going to be moving forward with the contractor to collaborate and get the improvements made. I think as early as next week, maybe they'll start. So if you look out the window, you'll see that there is no longer a building at 213 West Van Buren Street. Demolition is all but complete. There's some last little bit of cleanup. Also, we'll need to level the lot, and we'll seed it. He's actually going to seed and straw it so that were pretty much guaranteed a strand of grass by old settlers, which is what he had promised in the first place. So that's come along really well. We've also asked the county assessor to change the tax status of that for the Redevelopment Commission, who is now the owners. Let's see, 205 update. If you go by there, you'll see work continues. The new entrance to Morse's Park along with the frontage road is being built up. That was all low area that needed to be have clay base imported, and that's actually coming from the side that they're excavating and cutting out on the library side. So it's actually saving a lot of extra import costs for hauling good base in. So hopefully you'll see by the end of this month some pretty substantial improvements with stone for the roadway on the library side and new under drains for the streets themselves. So that side, as they approach a point of conclusion on that side, obviously traffic will be switched over to that side, and then they'll start on the side that is currently being driven on. Trail extension update. As of this morning, I was told that tomorrow, for sure, the subcontractor will be in to begin work on the retaining walls, and I'm told if he's not, that there will be heads rolling. So, weather permitting, if it's not raining, work will continue. Just a timeline on that should take less than 2 weeks. Then we can go ahead and finish out the surface asphalt, get it seated, and get a there's a commitment for a privacy fence in that. So, you know, hopefully within the next month it should be completed. And then we are waiting on some substantial rain. I hate to even say that, but
I know it makes me sick too. But I usually don't pray for rain, but we are now.
I forwarded to each of you the update from United Consulting, and they're almost to a standstill until we get them some good data on substantial rain events so that they can further tweak the modeling program for during rain events to know what our system, collection system, and treatment system can handle. So, you know, if you have garbage in, you get garbage out. So we definitely want good data for them to build on the next phase of the long-term control plan. I think that's it.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Mike?
As Jeff had mentioned, I was going to mention that we got our report today. We did have the rain event over the weekend. Unfortunately, we did get some heavy rains. The unfortunate part of it didn't last long enough. We did record our readings, and we also had to find data. We'll go ahead and submit that to them. Because like we did for the first quarter of this year, we'll go ahead and submit it. If they use it, fine. If they don't use it, you know, it's toss it. That's what I had done with the first batch. We'll still continue our phosphorus. We are trying something in-house also on our own with one of our tanks and see if that would possibly work for our phosphorus limits. I don't have any real data on that yet. We just started that process, but we're trying something on our own that maybe we can move on with the engineers and maybe try to cut cost on that. Like I said, we're just trying something at this point. We're still waiting on the last little bits of our parts or secondary to put that back together. And I'll throw a thanks out to Kelly. We started cleaning lift stations today. We cleaned at the treatment plant, and then we started the stations. That'll probably take most of this week to complete those. And our new ICE student started on June 1st. And the current ICE student that we had that was going to stay for the summer, he will be leaving this Thursday on the 11th. That will be his last day. He took another position for the summer before he goes off to college. So, I
I believe that's it.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Kelly?
Our concrete guys are still working in Graber Heights. Did four ramps today, and I got a sidewalk to pour here sometime this week. And probably the rest of this week, they'll be working in that area on concrete. Mike mentioned two of our guys are going to be using the jet, helping with lift stations for the next several days. Had some issues out at Cambridge Crossing with sediment coming out in the road and getting in the catch basins. Had the camera truck out there today and identified, I guess yesterday, and identified some areas under the road that the pipes had mud in, and we cleaned those out and checked several other areas and got it all cleaned up, and it's good to go. Had to sweep out quite a bit here lately due to rains and storms. Finished a round of limb pickup last week, and JB Concrete's working on North Elm still with curb replacement, and as soon as they get the east side done, we're going to get in there and start doing some dirting, seating, and strolling. That's all I got.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Tim?
The three new officers, as of today, should have their physical testing and their mental testing completed. So now their perf packets will be done and then sent to the state. I would hope to have them on hopefully by the first week or second week of July. Hopefully we hear back from the state before too long with those packets. So once those packets are approved, we will have start dates for all three of the new officers. I sold car 20 today. Received one bid on the car. A gentleman came in and wrote a check today for the car. So car 20 is out of service and sold. The case that we had on Memorial Day with the hoax hostage call, we are again pursuing a solid lead. There's been lots of hours and energy spent on this case, to include a couple dispatchers that went above and beyond to do some work on their own time to help the case. So I'd like to recognize Cassie Reif and Matt Manier for helping out with that case. Detective Stevenson has worked really hard on it too, and has worked a lot of extra hours to try to resolve this case. So I hope to have some more news soon on that. We continue with training. That's about it.
Questions of Tim?
I mentioned this in Board of Works, but I want to say thanks to the police department for coming down and getting our people out of the park on that storm last night. So that was a big deal. So I said that earlier to Board of Works, but that was a big deal. So
they did a good job right there trying to get them out of the park, and with the construction right there, it makes it a little more congested than normal, and not that, I mean, it's already tough enough to get cars out of the park, and with the construction, it makes it even harder. But the guys did a great job last night. I actually drove past them when they were directing traffic, and one officer was standing out in the pouring rain, and he was just soaked to the bone. He had to go home and change afterwards, but they did a good job getting everybody out of there.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Sean.
Well, after several major projects in the last few weeks, the tedious task of stump draining has resumed. That should be done in the next week. The fiber project is moving along. Today we have fiber in the air. They are working on landing it in the buildings by next week, hopefully. So that project's moving right along. Waiting for the crews to do the boring. So until we hear from them. We had three new services this week to hook up. We got a couple next week. Seems to be that time of year. Spring really picked up, and it just doesn't seem to be letting up this year. We just keep adding new services. Most of them are upgrades, which is okay. I'd rather see new construction, but we'll take what we can get. I'm glad people are taking time to upgrade their services and for the future. I did spend some time in South Whitley today working on their long-term plan of their electric system down there, and kind of coming up with a plan to make that system more dependable and safer. So we've got some projects planned down there we're going to start working on in the near future.
John, just as a remark on that, that's like we're now inside that 18-month final agreement. Oh, we're 17 months now.
Yeah.
That final agreement that...
Absolutely, and I made that clear to them today that we're at 17 months. And
they need to start making some decisions.
Yeah, they need to make some decisions, and they're working on it. I gave them a few options today, and they're going to look into a couple of them.
Okay,
so
good. Thank you.
Hopefully, nothing's off the table, just put it that way.
Okay.
We do have a truck down for repairs. It's in the little town of Bourbon right now. It's a wonderful little town now. being repaired, we had it's our crew used for tree removal. So it's going to be down, so we won't be doing any tree trimming or cutting for a week or so until we can get that back. We're working on the specs for the construction phase for the North Substation project, and we'd like to go out to bid in 2 weeks, so I'm going to try to get that to the board in 2 weeks. It's for the general construction to set the building that they approved a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the general construction phase of that will be hopefully next week. We'll get that out for bid. So
good.
I think that's it.
Questions of Sean? Sean, did we have any issues last night with the wind?
We had one. Two phases blew together, blew two fuses. A gentleman had it back on within an hour and a half, I think.
Once you know, I had a citizen approach me this afternoon and said that she was shocked at how quickly your guys were out last night to get it fixed. She just was really thankful. You may be getting a thank you note or something from her. So
we had a conversation before we left to work that day, and I made sure they were prepared and ready in case. So
thank you.
I was glad to hear that. I'll pass that on to them.
Yes, I do.
Michael?
That wonderful little town of Bourbon probably has some trees that could be cut down if they want to volunteer while they're over there.
They're going to test it out, make sure it's working right.
That's right, because they don't have a truck like that. We're going to be on Stickler Road taking care of that drainage that Jeff stole from me, you know. And then also... I talked to Marsh earlier. We're going to work on trying to get some easements from 30 to the interest of Eagle Glen. I have talked to all the landowners. They agreed, you know, to it, but we just want to get it in writing and all that. And then I'm still waiting. I've got one price back, but I'm still waiting on a couple. They said it, you know, it'd be another week. So we're not ready yet anyhow, so.
Okay.
That hole up there by Tractor Supply?
You know, I have talked
to I've been on them.
They give me a price to do it. I told them to get it done. I will call them in the morning and say, why isn't it done?
Okay. I just figured he's probably going to bug my head.
Yeah.
So okay. I will try to get that taken care of. Like I said, I've talked to Niblock. They were supposed to, you know, I told them to go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I told them, I said, the mayor's already questioning me about it. So they said, this is priority. I said, yes. So I thought it'd be done by now.
But just let them know they're now being called out by the city council.
I'm going to.
Oh, I said.
Okay. Any other questions for Mike? Thank you, Mike. Mark.
Burr Pool still going strong. So far, so good. Every Kid's Dreamland Playground is supposed to be delivered next week. So as soon as that's delivered, hopefully we can start progress on that right away and get going with it. We are also doing JFL registration right now. So kids in second through sixth grade can register for football. We did have the emergency exit last night, and I want to thank also the police department and the softball committee for their work in that. I thought it went well as we could do. That storm came up and it didn't dissipate, and it just kept getting bigger and getting closer. So I think we made a decision at the right time to start getting everybody out. One thing I am going to add is some air horns. so that if we are in that situation again, we can just kind of let those go. So we don't have to go around from field to field. People will hear the air horns and they'll know that that means game's canceled, leave. So that'll be happening from here on out. I'm waiting for a quote from a local business for parking. Obviously, parking's been a major issue. It's only gotten worse the last few years. Quotes for four different areas of additional parking down in Morsha's Park. I don't know how to fund it, but I will then at least know what to expect. So I should have those quotes by the end of this week. I thought I'd have them today, but I don't. So just so the public knows that it's being looked into, but I really don't have the funding for that. The fireworks are July 3rd, just in case anybody was wondering. We'll have some brochures posted around town with information going on. I think we'll have a good band. It's a Beatles retro band performing at 7:30. And then Hannah Schaefer's performing before them. But I think it'll be a good night. So that's really it.
Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Tom?
As Mark mentioned, the 4th of July fireworks, quite a part of this time here just gets some of our activities picked up and we get requests to do different things. One of the things I think we've got five, maybe six guys participating in that evening. Parking cars down there for market and department. We have the flag day ceremony with the Elks. I think it's this Sunday. I've got a crew taking 107 or ladder truck to that. I think it's this Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday.
Things like that just kind of come through as people need us, and we take care of those and try to accommodate the best possible. Per a schedule that sometimes gets a little full, but we try to work everybody in. Also, we'll be doing our ladder testing. I don't know if you've ever seen fire department ladder testing. You begin to question if you ever want to get on that ladder again after you see what they put them through. But that comes up, I believe, the 2nd or 3rd of July. So just a lot of things starts happening, our pump testing, ladder testing, things like that. And continue to take runs and training.
That ladder is really high.
Yes, it is.
I've been up once. I barely opened my eyes. I did close my eyes. I'm not a hype guy. Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? Just FYI, I was at ICOM, Indiana Conference of Mayors, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week. Just so you know, I was elected the president of ICOM. That will not take me out of Columbia City anymore. Or any less, for that matter. So that's not a concern. Want to let you know, there's a lot of talk about US 30. I met today with a bunch of regional individuals, businesses, Commissioner Schrumpf, Parkview, a bunch of individuals. And there's been a lot of discussions already with both NDOT as well as State Senator Pro Tempore David Long about the issue. To me, there's, I think in general, from business and government and nonprofit, that J-turns are a terrible idea on US 30. So I'm not going to say that it's completely out of the picture, but I'll tell you in general, it seems like there is a lot of disagreement with that idea. So this project is not a definite, nor is the project going to be off the table yet. I mean, I think there's a lot of work that still has to be done. Remember that NDOT went out for an RFP, a request for proposal on this project. That does not mean they have to award the proposal to any firm. They can scrap it or they can modify it. They can do lots of different things. So we are in the very beginning stages, but I want to let you know we are, I am at least very much out front with Commissioner Schrumpf. We are working in tandem, which is great, city and county working together. Because obviously our citizens are going to be dramatically impacted if this project does come through. So, wanted to let you know that. Congratulations to the Columbia City Veterinarian Hospital on their 125 years of being open. They have an open house this Saturday. Just so you know. Let's see, what else should you know about? We're speaking at Rotary next Tuesday. Our Structure Point consultants and myself are going to be speaking with Rotary about the comprehensive plan. We're excited about doing that. And Thursday morning, Mark and I will be at the Community Foundation discussing the aquatic facility and giving updates of where we're at on that. So that's exciting. Besides that, I think I'm good. Dan? Ben? Nicole?
Well, you stole mine, but...
I'm sorry. Doggone
that's
it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Stacy was in and brought this in and asked me to bring it in so everybody can look at it.
Yes.
I think the Demoni Grange is having 100 awards, too.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And I've not gotten that information yet, but that's excellent.
They've got a banner in front of...
Okay.
You can look at it and pass it on.
Okay. Thank you. Audience and media. Call the meeting adjourned. Thank you. This gets us back for all those short meetings.